Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You see, Bo has an update during Joanne's News at Noon, which is next. Have a great day, everyone. Phil Nesan will be back tomorrow to do it all again.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon, sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is a snug 88 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. In Scotland, President Trump said there's no reason to wait the original 50 days he gave Russia and Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
He said there's no progress being made as he put the blame on Russia, threatening sharper tariffs. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland. In the U.S., a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Judge wrote that ending Medicaid funding would make patients likely to suffer adverse health consequences. Authorities in Michigan say they began searching for a man Friday night, and that man on Saturday went on a stabbing spree in a Traverse City Walmart that left at least 11 hurt. The 42-year-old expected to be arraigned today on charges including terrorism. More than 185 million people in the U.S. on alert today for life-threatening heat. This is ABC News. Next year's Senate races are taking shape as former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, officially entered the race for Senate today. Multiple sources tell ABC News Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley is planning to challenge Cooper, while in Georgia, Republican Congressman Mike Collins announced a bid for the Republican nomination to challenge the incumbent Democrat John Ossoff. Two young sisters are without parents after a double homicide on a hiking trail in northwest Arkansas.
Police radios across Arkansas crackled on Saturday afternoon in audio captured by Broadcastify.
Be on the lookout for a white male suspect wearing black gloves, sunglasses, dark-colored pants.
The description of the person who killed 43-year-old Clinton Brink and his 41-year-old wife, Kristen. The couple and their daughters had only recently moved to Arkansas and were out for a Saturday afternoon hike at Devil's Den State Park when they were attacked. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for heat advisory until 8 tonight, with heat indices reaching the upper 90s to 105 degrees. Today, showers and possibly early this morning, otherwise sun developing by midday, turning hot and humid with a high of 93. Tonight, muggy with showers and storms likely after midnight. Some could be strong with a low of 70. And Tuesday, showers possible early in the morning, then partly sunny, not as hot. A slight chance of a shower again late afternoon with a high of 86. In Richland Center, it's 88 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It's 87 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz, and with me is Bo Hendricks, and he's got a report on how things went the first day of the Walk with Grace radio auction.
Thank you, Joanne. It was a busy day for day one, probably one of our better ones in recent memory. We started things off the day with the first segment, and that had the Bell Arts Studio Eagle that went for $45 that went to bidder $415. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, they donated three tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks regular season game. That went for $180 to bidder $455. Team Crusaders donated a pie, a lot of great choices of pies, but that went to bidder $310 $200. Actually, excuse me, the Bell Arts Studio Eagle went for $45 to bidder $500. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass to the Woodman Aquatic Center, that went for $175 to bidder $495. Inspired Innovations, that 60-minute massage with included stones and cupping, went for $120 to bidder $450. Into the second segment, we had the Diane Nottigo Popular Cheesecake, the blueberry one, that went for $115 to bidder $280. The Philback Family of Dealerships, two Wisconsin Badger football tickets, that one went for $125 to bidder $235. Ron Bladel's Woven Wood Reversible 7 Wood Cutting Board went for $80 to bidder $430. After that, we had the Napa Auto and Truck Parts Milwaukee Tool Job Site Radio, a big item today, $245 to bidder 235. And then that final item of that segment was the J.J. Walsh 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant, $80 to bidder 235. Into the 11 o'clock hour we went, and the first segment of that hour had a Quail Run Golf Play Pass with Cart, 10 nine-hole rounds for $205 to bidder 105. The Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder 420. The Earthwise Clean Air Choice Manual Reel Style Push Mower, donated from board member Joanne Amell, sold for $200 to bidder 235. The Millie Thede Raggedy Ann and Andy Dolls, a big item, $150 to bidder 275. And Heartland Christmas Trees Christmas Package went for $150 to bidder 240. And then the last segment we just got done with, the House on the Rock, four Ultimate Experience Passes, $90 to bidder 165. Dairy Hardware's Kayak did its job at $200 to bidder 585. The Krause Monument Granite Sports Tile went for $125 to bidder 235. For the Baraboo Senior Citizen Organization, the Molly B tickets, that was $55 to bidder 435. And the Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts, $75 to bidder 445. Finally, we had the two big ticket items of the day, and they lived up to their name. The Randy Olson Trucking Gravel went for $400 to bidder 420. And the Packer tickets going back and forth to the final second. That one from the Philback family of dealerships. Thank you so much. The four Green Bay Packer football tickets, $750 to bidder 250. So on the day, for day one, we had a total of $3,805 raised for Grace.
Wow, a big day.
A big day.
And I think that might break some records for our first day auction totals.
I really like seeing that. I really hope that, you know, this is kind of indicative of things to come. You know, we have some really great items tomorrow and all the way through the week. And so hopefully we can continue to raise more money for Grace.
And, you know, no matter what you purchase, it all is for a good cause and goes to Grace and helps our neighbors who are battling cancer.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Joanne, and look forward to day two tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning with another great day for an auction. Well, the breaking story late last week was that Governor Tony Evers wouldn't run for a third term, and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot in the primaries. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shoman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. UW-Madison Extension is winding down its FoodWise programming amid federal funding cuts. That follows passage of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which eliminated funding for the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program. FoodWise is one of Wisconsin's six SNAP-Ed implementing programs. It works with local organizations like schools and food pantries to provide nutrition education to those with limited incomes. UW-Madison Extension said the FoodWise program reaches over 133,000 people, and some employees will be laid off because of the ending of the program. The funding cuts go into effect on September 30th. A bill to create a task force to prevent violence against black women was reintroduced at the Capitol on Friday. Sheena Scarborough, the mother of Shade Robinson, demanded lawmakers do their jobs and protect women. Robinson was murdered and dismembered in April of 2024, and her killer is set to be sentenced this week. Madison Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs and Wausau Republican Representative Pat Snyder want to create a 17-person task force to research and collect data to find the best way to protect black women. The bipartisan measure passed the state assembly last session, but was blocked in the state Senate by a Republican who's no longer in the legislature. Another round of pardons from Governor Tony Evers. 204 more pardons were granted by the Democratic governor on Friday, bringing his total to 1,640. Evers, who's not seeking a third term but still has more than a year in office, says the pardon people have worked to build new lives for themselves, and he's glad they'll have the chance at a fresh start. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers and Reedsburg Area Medical Center have announced a new partnership dedicated to increasing access to affordable, high-quality dental care in Reedsburg and surrounding communities. Through the support of Don and Barbara Keurig and RAMC, renovations are now underway on a dental clinic that will be operated by Scenic Bluffs, slated for opening this fall. The new dental clinic will be located in RAMC's Professional Services Building, the former Physicians Group Clinic in Reedsburg. This effort reflects both organizations' commitment to eliminating barriers to oral health care and strengthening the region's access to essential services. Scenic Bluffs Reedsburg Dental Clinic will provide preventative and restorative services, including cleanings, exams, fillings, extractions, and more. Same-day appointments will be available on a limited basis to support patients experiencing dental pain. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, providing comprehensive dental care to individuals and families of all ages. Scenic Bluffs accepts most private insurance plans, Wisconsin Medicaid, Medicare, and serves patients without insurance. Scenic Bluffs also offers a sliding fee discount program called the Healthy Neighbor Plan, which adjusts fees based on income and household size for those who qualify. In coordination with the Reedsburg Police Department, the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition conducted alcohol age compliance checks within the city of Reedsburg. Establishments were informed in advance about the coming in alcohol compliance checks and were given information about correctly reading IDs when selling alcohol. During the checks, individuals who were younger than the legal drinking age of 21 went into businesses around the city to purchase alcohol. The checks resulted in zero sales to minors for a compliance rate of 100%. Public Health Sauk County Health Educator Kate Hansen, who facilitates the Partnership for Prevention Coalition, explained that when retailers and the community work together to keep alcoholic beverages out of the hands of youth, retailers reduce their risk to alcohol liability lawsuits and help reduce problems associated with underage drinking, such as addiction, auto accidents, vandalism, violence, and sexual assault. Compliance checks are only one part of a comprehensive strategy to reduce youth access to alcohol. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition meets to reduce and prevent youth use of alcohol and vapes. Meetings are open to the public and all are welcome. For more information about the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention or to join the coalition, visit the website at p the number 4psoc.org. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 60.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.59 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.40 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 0.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon. The national average is down 6.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 1.6 cents in the last week and stands at $3.71 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, "It's been another relatively quiet week for average gas prices, with most states seeing modest or slight declines, while a handful of price-cycling states experienced the most noticeable fluctuations. He added, "Oil prices continue to hover in the mid to upper $60, and with gasoline demand starting to ease as we head into August, we could see prices gradually decline as we approach Labor Day. That said, this is also the time of year when the tropics begin to stir, so we'll be keeping a close eye on hurricane activity that could disrupt supply and shift the outlook." It's so hot that you need to watch the road. Brittany Merlo tells us why.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heat from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern when people hit those. Unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions, but at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information, you know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news. Relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday. And crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
It's 89 degrees in Richland Center at 12:23. The DNR is monitoring carp. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's 88 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1226. Scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey, in collaboration with the Minnesota and Wisconsin Departments of Natural Resources, are installing floating bait platforms and monitoring equipment to test a new method for capturing invasive carp. The equipment will be in place today through October 3rd in Pool 8, the Mississippi River near La Crosse. Invasive carp, including silver and bighead carp, are found throughout much of the Mississippi River Basin. These fish pose a threat to native aquatic ecosystems by outcompeting native fish for food and habitat, disrupting food webs and altering water quality. Silver carp, which can jump 10 feet out of the water, can also pose a risk to boaters. Invasive carp are wide-ranging and difficult to capture with traditional fishing gear. Late summer is a particularly difficult time of year to capture invasive carp in Minnesota-Wisconsin border waters because the fish tend to disperse widely throughout the river. Past trials have shown that baits made from algae attract silver and bighead carps. Floating bait platforms could draw invasive carp into favorable locations to make them easier to capture. The floating platforms will be equipped with automatic feeders that dispense bait at scheduled intervals. Feeding platforms will be monitored for fish abundance and movement in response to the bait. Commercial fishers contracted by the Minnesota DNR will capture fish before and after baiting periods. The data will help researchers to evaluate bait effectiveness and capture methods. Precautionary measures are in place to ensure project success and public safety. Community cooperation is appreciated. If you observe damaged property or suspicious activity near the platforms, please contact the Minnesota DNR at 651-587-2781 or invasivecarp.dnr at state.mn.us. Hunting, fishing, and recreation will not be restricted near platforms, but the public is asked not to moor to or stand on them. Boaters are also asked to stay clear of commercial fishing operations that will be taking place around the platforms during the weeks of August 4th through 8th, September 2nd through 5th, and September 30th to October 3rd. Public Health Sauk County is accepting nominations for the 2025 Public Health Excellence Awards through Thursday. This is a new recognition program for the community. The awards honor people and groups who help improve the health and well-being of Sauk County residents and visitors. You are encouraged to nominate Sauk County Health Champions who deserve recognition for their work. These awards celebrate people and organizations who solve health problems, keep others safe, and make Sauk County a better place to live, learn, work, and play. Award categories include Public Health Lifetime Achievement, recognizing an individual who has made outstanding contributions to local health initiatives or led important public health programs in Sauk County. Emergency Response Excellence, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who demonstrate exceptional emergency medical response or disaster preparedness in Sauk County. Mental Health Advocacy, recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who expand mental health services and reduce stigma in Sauk County. agricultural health and safety recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who have contributed to improving the health and safety conditions for Sauk County farmers and farm workers. Youth advocacy recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals who have made significant impacts in health education and prevention for Sauk County youth. And senior advocacy recognizing organizations, programs, or individuals that improve health care access and quality of life for Sauk County elderly populations. The nomination deadline is Thursday. To submit a nomination, visit shout.com/S/CXJLHRE and the number 6. The Richland County Fair will be held September 3rd through 7th. Those wishing to enter an exhibit in the fair are reminded that the entry deadline is this Friday at 5. All entries must be done online at fairentry.com. No paper entries will be accepted. It is recommended to use Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox. Older versions of Internet Explorer may cause unexpected results or may not work. Be sure to register all entries for each exhibitor in the family before proceeding to the payment section. Also, be sure to click the Submit button when you have completed all your entries. Entries are not final until they have been submitted. Once you have submitted your entries, check your email box for a confirmation email with a list of your entries and any related fees. You will receive a second email when your entries have been approved by the fair office. It's 90 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
It's 89 sunny degrees in Richland Center on this Monday afternoon, July 28th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or Charity of One's Choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Irene Joyce include five children, Jeannie Joyce of Spring Creek, Nevada, Maureen Spitzley of Lansing, Michigan, Rose and Ross Joyce Turner of Livingston Manor, New York, Suzanne Joyce and Rod Klausowski of Richland Center, and Michelle and Rick Smith of DeKalb, Illinois. Six grandchildren, a brother, Kiri and Jane Kinney, sisters-in-law, Phyllis Kinney and Janet Kinney, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryo. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryo is serving the family. Raymond Snorick is survived by his wife Charlene, son Matthew Snorick of Burlington, daughter Sarah and Matt Brunkner of Wisconsin Dells, a grandson, two brothers, Albert and Mary Snorick of Black Earth and James and Deidre Snorick of Greenfield, three sisters, Mary Mowbray of Madison, Margaret Rose Snorick of De Pere, and Jean and Dale Lawton of Black Earth, and 77 nieces and nephews. Raymond E. Snorick, 78 of Ryo, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include five children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storer, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. Nine grandchildren, his brother Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69 of Richland Center, formerly of Muskeday and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Diana Elder is survived by her daughter, Nicole and Lucas Stelt, two grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Sue Elder, nieces and nephews, and special friends, Christy Jelly, Pauline Carter, and Tammy Woodward. Diana Lynn Elder, 69 of Richland Center, formerly of Muskeday and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Shaylin and Coy Isaacson had a daughter, Rory Ray.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dave and Marge Brock, Dave and Jamie Fogo, Daniel and Alexis Eberhardt, Jim and Tammy Wheelock, Ryan and Jesse Kinney, Casey and Taylor Michick, and Jacob Storr and Victor Egul. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of showers that moved through here early this morning has moved well away from the region, and we should be dealing with plenty of sunshine for the rest of today. Certainly on the hot side, especially since there's not a lot of wind to cool you off, so be careful out there. Heat advisory in place until 8 o'clock this evening, as the heat index could reach the upper 90s all the way up to about 105 across the area. We do have another front, though, on the way from the northwest. It's already causing thunderstorms back in North Dakota. Those should slide southeast tonight and could bring some heavy weather, especially to far western Wisconsin late this evening. They should weaken a bit as they track southeast, but still could give us a decent amount of rain overnight and some gusty winds, so keep an eye on that. That'll move away quickly early tomorrow morning. It'll still be fairly warm and humid, and can't rule out a stray shower popping up again late in the afternoon. One more disturbance across the region for late Tuesday night into Wednesday, that one going mostly south of us, but possibly producing a scattered shower. After that, a nice stretch of cooler, less humid air on the way. For the rest of today, expect sunny to partly cloudy skies, hot and humid conditions as temperatures sneak up to the low 90s, light winds out there, muggy with showers and storms likely after midnight tonight. A few could be heavy, low near 70. Tomorrow, showers possible early in the morning, then partly sunny and not as hot. A slight chance of a shower again by late afternoon. High near 86 degrees. Wind from the northwest to north up to 10. Heading into Wednesday, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of light rain, especially south. High 78. Thursday, mostly sunny with low humidity. High in the upper 70s. Friday through Sunday should be a great stretch with more sunshine. Lows in the 50s. Highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 88 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 92, our low this morning was 66. Our high so far today, 90. The record high for this date was set in 1966 at 101. The record low, 42, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:28 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:48. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.12. Relative humidity is 49%, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain. It's currently a sunny 88 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An effort to overrule the passage of an animal rights victory today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has introduced what she calls the Save Our Bacon Act. If passed by Congress, it would prevent states from enacting standards for animal producers outside of their state. Bill co-sponsor Zach Nunn, also from Iowa, says it targets measures like California's Proposition 12.
This is not a war against the people of California. This is a clarification of a bad policy. Right now, our farmers are facing the toughest economy in decades, and the last thing they need is more red tape, not from Washington, D.C., but from the left coast 2,000 miles away. These regulations aren't just affecting Iowa farmers either. Proposition 12 has had a tangible impact on consumers across the country.
Another co-sponsor is Congressman Mark Harris of North Carolina.
The language here really does strike the right balance of giving states free rein to act within their own borders, but ensuring that they don't set mandates for the other 49. As a conservative, I'm typically partial to states' rights arguments, but the Constitution is clear that there are several instances where the federal government must act. And in this situation, as we continue to hear just the damage and the dangers that come with Prop 12, this may very well be that time.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Storms coming. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Several states could be impacted by a storm approaching the upper Midwest, capable of producing damaging winds. Iowa State climatologist Justin Glisson says the National Weather Service has heightened risk levels for severe thunderstorms and possibly derechos over parts of the Dakotas, southern Minnesota, and northern Iowa late tonight.
Some models are keeping it a little further north as it dives towards Minnesota, getting into Wisconsin, into the Ohio Valley. And then we have another set of models that are showing a slight dip south eastward into Iowa.
He tells Brownfield the potential for crop damage is high.
Given the widespread scale of the squall line and the physiological maturity of corn and beans.
Glisson says heavy rainfall, large hail, and tornadoes are all possible with these storms. There are mixed reviews as the EPA takes comments on a proposed re-registration of three over-the-top dicamba products in dicamba-tolerant cotton and soybeans. Darren Kopic with the Ag Retailers Association says it's nice to see the agency taking a science-based approach to product regulation.
We're happy to see this tool restored to the toolbox for people to use in a responsible way.
In a statement, the Center for Biological Diversity says Trump's EPA is hitting new heights of absurdity, planning to greenlight a pesticide that caused the most extensive drift damage in U.S. ag history and has been thrown out twice by the courts. The EPA says after considering public comments, the agency will determine if the herbicides meet registration standards. Results from a recent crop tour indicate another bumper U.S. spring wheat crop. Dave Green with the Wheat Quality Council says scouts sampled more than 300 fields across the Dakotas and Minnesota.
The crop is big. It's much above average for sure. They've had two record crops in a row. We're in a kind of a wet cycle up there.
Green says the total weighted average yield estimate is 49 compared to nearly 54 bushels per acre in 2024. And an ag economist says there are several factors that contributed to the 8% decline in placements in the USDA's latest cattle on feed report. Charlie Martinez with the University of Tennessee says a lot of producers who have been battling drought conditions in recent years are in a much better position this year.
If they think about, you know, where they want to be in terms of pricing, whether it's the fall run or positioning themselves for that, they could be, from a management standpoint, making that decision, saying it's better to just hang on and let's use the grass that we got. And let's see what happens to prices.
Placements were much lower than pre-report expectations and significantly outside the range of estimates. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet to start the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy waiting for the week ahead. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Deals last week were marked at $226 to $237.50, mostly $230 to $232 live in the South, which is steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North had a full range of $375 to $382, mostly $380, which is about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were $5 to $7 higher and heifers were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for yearling steers and heifers. The auction barns have remained incredibly active as records continue to be set. Medium and large one feeder steers, 665 to 696 pounds, brought $364 to $386. Feeder steers, 952 to 999 pounds, brought $294 to $325.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 609 to 640 pounds, brought $355 to $374. Box beef was higher at midday with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.13 at $367.81. Select is $2.04 higher at $346.91. Cash hogs are lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Demand is the biggest key to the market right now. The combination of solid demand for U.S. pork on the global market and domestic demand strength are helping provide some decent price support, but China remains the wild card. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 24 cents with a weighted average of 109.02. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar lower at $82. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.20 at $121.06. Bellies jumped more than $7 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans are lower as development conditions continue to look favorable in much of the region. Argentina has lowered its export tax on soybeans and products, likely meaning more competition for the United States. August beans are down 8.5 at 990 and a quarter. September's 8.25 lower at 993 and three quarters. August bean meal's down 270 at 265.10. August bean oil's up 13 points at 56.62. Corn's down, monitoring development weather, expecting a steady to improve national crop rating later today. Unknown destinations and Mexico bought U.S. corn ahead of the open. September's 5.5 lower at 394, and December's down 4.75 at 414 and a quarter. And wheat is mixed, watching late U.S. winter wheat harvest activity. Near-term forecasts do have more rain in spring wheat growing areas of the northern U.S. plains. September Chicago's up a quarter at 538.5. September Kansas City's a half higher at 527. September Minneapolis wheat, with that rainfall, is down 3.25 at 581.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher, preparing for this week's direct business. The show list looks mixed, at least somewhat larger in Texas and Kansas, but at least somewhat smaller in Nebraska and Colorado. Box beef was higher at midday. August live's up 132 at 227.80. October's 145 higher at 224.60. August feeders are up 195 at 333.32. And hogs are mixed on the lower cash and the higher midday move in pork. August lean is down 5 at 108.65. October's up 17 at 90.77. And over in the broader market, the Dow has dipped into negative territory. Crude oil is still higher. The U.S. dollar index is up sharply. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced, and it's found in counterfeit pills and most street drugs. It has killed hundreds of thousands, many of them not even knowing they were getting the drug. I'm Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Such a nice young man. Kind, smart, funny, friendly, loving. You know what? Fentanyl doesn't care. But you do. And that's why I'm asking you to join me and my family in our fight against the poisoning of a nation. The Leandro De Niro Rodriguez Foundation will raise the awareness of the mortal danger of fentanyl, campaign for government and public support, and reach out to other families devastated by this epidemic. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org. That's ladrfoundation.org. It's too late for Leo, but together we might save someone you love. Thank you.
The driver behind the development of new blueberry varieties might surprise you. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. An expert in the blueberry industry says consumers have played a huge role in the development of new blueberry varieties. Brad Moore is CEO of MBG Marketing. He says that's a big change from the historical norm.
For many, many years, production agriculture was focused on what was good for the grower, what yields well, what's most pest and disease resistant, what can be machine harvested. It was about the farm level economics. And I would say for probably 80 of our company's 90 years, that was our focus too. But about 10 years ago, we started to think a little bit differently. Let's start with the consumer. What does the consumer want? And then let's work backwards and produce to that level of demand with those quality attributes. And it's really been a 10-year transition for our organization. It's been incredibly expensive, but the outcome is consumers today have far more choices for complex and superior flavor profiles in these new genetics. Some of our varieties like Envoy, Charisma, Medallion, Keepsake, that are all grown here in Michigan, routinely rank at the top of consumer taste trials.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Attention, Richland Center.
A Walk with Grace fundraiser alert. Team Booney Tunes is looking for businesses or homeowners who would like the Grace guitars displayed at their location for 1 week for a donation of any amount. Only in Richland Center, please. Call Jim, the Grace Guitar Man, at 608-647-4497 for more information.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This news at 1 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, and offering handicapped accessibility.